Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the former Republican State Party Chair, Amy Tarkanian, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Amy Tarkanian. She's the former Republican State Party Chair. Pleasure to have you back, as always.
Always nice to be here.
So, you not only are you on darn near every national network doing commentary, but now the Brits are after you. What was that all about?
Right. I was on with the LBC. They've asked actually a couple times now to have me on, which has been quite fun. They're just as interested in what's going on here in American politics, I think, as much as the rest of the world, quite honestly. So it's funny. I get to talk about Megxit and impeachment. So I'm just learning a little bit about everything, I guess.
Okay, so how does Megxit strike you?
Oh,
that's not been a topic we have talked about on this program at all.
I find it interesting. I sympathize to a degree. I'm sure that lifestyle is extremely difficult, that cannot be easy, always walking on eggshells. However, you knew what you were getting yourselves into. And it does seem to me that unfortunately, Megan wears the pants in the family, and I don't know if it's helped her husband out at all or not.
Have you been watching The Crown on Netflix?
No, but my husband mentioned that should probably be our next show to watch.
I would say so. It's really a fascinating program. There are a lot of good programs about the royals, but this one is particularly well done and covers a lot of topics about the British royal family
right. That
I, as a former Brit,
would right.
have thought would never
that.
Have been revealed.
Yeah.
And they're talking openly about a lot of private things that
right.
have come up.
Well, and it is sad, though. If you do look at the comparisons, you know, she's complained about the media coverage, where it's been negative on her as opposed to, what's her name? I'm blanking on the other
Princess
name.
Princess Diana.
Her sister-in-law.
Kate,
yes. Where they literally will do almost the identical thing or talk about, you know, an event that they're going to or what they're wearing. And Kate's is very positive and Megan's is not. That would be very difficult to have to live through day by day. But, I mean, she's from Hollywood. She knows that the press can be brutal.
You go to a grocery store, there's the National Enquirer and all the other periodicals.
Yeah.
You know, woman gives birth to 14 sets of triplets. Right. I mean, come on.
Right. And it's not fun. It's not easy. It does come with the territory, unfortunately. Being in politics myself, you know, we've gone through a couple of defamation scenarios, and it is ugly. People do say what they want to, whether if it's correct or not. You just kind of have to learn to live above the fray and go about your business. But I think the fact that they're claiming that they want to raise money on their own but still capitalize off of their Sussex title, it's kind of it's hypocrisy. So I don't have too much sympathy. I have a little bit, but I don't know.
All right, so let's talk about the election that we have in process here. Who are your favorite Democrats running, and who are your least favorite Democrats? Speaking as a Republican.
Well, from watching the last debate, I felt if I had to choose.
And we are taping this on the 27th, so we should point that out.
Right,
so
right. The very big if I had to choose from this selection, I felt Amy Klobuchar probably performed the best. I felt she had the most substance. She had plans, not just plans, but she actually could look back from her time in the Senate and prove that she's already accomplished certain things, or that she's in the process of trying to accomplish certain things. Where the others, it was just hopes and dreams, or really nothing had come to fruition yet. Not that I agree with her policy, but the fact that she's already done things, I thought that was a pretty important distinction.
I was very surprised to see that Joe Biden feels that marijuana is a gateway drug,
right,
and doesn't want to see marijuana federally legalized. I was kind of shocked at that, and that seemed to me to be a generational thing.
Absolutely. And my mother-in-law will probably not be happy with me, but but once again, she's in that same generation, and she ended her political career as mayor pro tem at the age of 84. She's now 85. And in the very beginning, she herself felt that it was a gateway drug, and she was dead against it. But then once she was educated, found out, you know, more about the medicinal side, and then when they started to put some of the stores in her district, then she realized, okay, maybe this is something I need to further investigate. Maybe this isn't as bad as I thought. And she came around, but it took a long time to get her to realize that it can be helpful, as long as you're, you know, obviously, if you misuse anything,
right,
it's a problem. But
right. But I mean, the idea of a gateway drug at
right.
this point in time,
yeah,
when the senior population is probably the major new group that are coming into this,
right,
because they were doing this 50 years ago, 60 years ago, back in the 60s,
mm-hmm,
and are getting the benefits of this for their aches and pains now.
Right. Well, and I have another girlfriend who's a mutual friend of ours, and I won't say her name, but her father actually has cancer, and because of the latest regulations on how many painkillers can be allotted at you know, during a certain amount of time, they've had to cut back on his pills tremendously, which we know he's already at the tail end of his life. He just wants to be comfortable. So he has to supplement in between the dosage of pills with marijuana. It's helped him out so much. So I know that he's not the only story like that.
Well, it's just the whole concept of a gateway drug just seems to be absurd to me with what we know at this point in time. And maybe down the road we'll find out something different.
Well,
but,
and
butter used to be bad for you, right, after it was good for you.
Right. Yeah, and people used to eat margarine, which was basically plastic. but, you know, maybe his fear is, you know, let's look at his family. His family does have a history of drug usage, pretty heavy drug usage. So maybe it's just to him, it's anything and everything is just scary. I don't know.
Well, when you look at the businesses that are struggling in Nevada and across the country to deal with their financial situation, where mm-hmm. they have to carry around valises of cash
right.
to pay their taxes and pay their employees, I think we need to start dealing with this in a realistic fashion.
I agree.
Bernie Sanders, the heart attack, mm-hmm. and the attacks from Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. and others, it seems like this
it's
campaign
catapulting him.
Is, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. When you have the whisper campaign, there's some articles out there that are insinuating, they're not quoting President Obama, but they're insinuating that he is telling folks around him that Bernie's not the guy. When you start reading articles like that, I mean, it's human nature. Nobody likes to be told what to do. Nobody likes to be told how to vote or how not to vote. So that's backfiring, I think, on the Democrat establishment. Then the fact that you had, in 2016, the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign literally steal it out from underneath him, you still have all of his supporters that are out for revenge. I mean, this is pretty serious, I think, with where we're at with Bernie, and that's why we're seeing him leap in the polls like he is, especially in Iowa and New Hampshire, which is mind-blowing to me.
Then you have the situation with the billionaires. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the billionaires and the Democratic campaign. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian, the former Republican State Party chair and television personality all across the nation. Let's start with Tom Steyer. It seems like he's spending a ton of money.
He is.
He's gaining a little ground, but not a lot of ground, it seems to me. You agree?
Yes, I would definitely agree. It's funny, though, when you're in Las Vegas, I think he owns right now, as far as billboard real estate, probably half of what's up. He's everywhere. And then now that I'm in Gardnerville, we have two billboards, and his mug is on one of them. So this guy is definitely using his money. He's not taking anything for granted. I don't know really, though, if it's making as big of a dent as he would hope, because you do have bigger names like Mayor Bloomberg, who you're gonna mention, and then some of the others who have already been in office, like Bernie Sanders, who we've already discussed. Tom Steyer literally has to use all of his money just for name recognition at this point. And he's known as the candidate who's focused on green energy and making sure that the planet's going to be taken well care of. But other than that, I don't know if anyone else knows much about him, or in the fact that he only owns like maybe three or four ties. I mean, that's about it. He seems to wear the same tie almost in every interview or debate.
Well, he's very wealthy, but apparently he's not, very spendy.
Yeah.
Michael Bloomberg is making billionaire Tom Steyer look like chump change in terms of the spending.
Right.
It is astonishing. And even though he said that, or the campaign said, that they were going to be spending money for Super Tuesday, we are starting to see some money being spent in Nevada. And I think that it's imperative for them to at least have some kind of showing in the early states. What are your thoughts about Mike Bloomberg? And here again is somebody, and I'm going to say this, and don't knock me around here, but you know, Donald Trump has been, you know, a Democrat, independent,
sure,
Republican. So is Mike Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about Mike Bloomberg and the amount of money he's willing to spend on this campaign?
Right. Well, I mean, if you've got it, and then quite honestly, if this is your last goal in life, then by all means, more power to you. It is interesting to see what they're willing to spend their money on. I mentioned the billboards, and then during the football game, you know, leading into the Super Bowl, you had both of them paying for ads, which, you know, that's very pricey.
Oh yeah, $10 million.
Yeah. So they're definitely trying to get everyone's focus, not just the worker bees of those who are going to be attending the caucuses. You know, those are your far left, your far right, but they're catering towards those average folks who literally don't even pay attention really to politics much until maybe a few weeks up until Election Day. So
yeah, after Labor Day is really when the business starts.
Yeah, with Bloomberg though, I think he might have a little bit of a difficult time getting more of those middle-of-the-road Republicans. It's not the first time he's invaded Nevada politics. You know, he's tried a couple times dealing with gun issues.
Every town for gun control.
Right. And that didn't make a lot of Nevadans very happy. I know that there are people still in question, you know, should there be background checks and to what extent and how broad should they be? But when he came in the first go around, pretty much telling us what to think and how to think, that didn't go over so well. So I know that still left a sour taste in a lot of Nevadans' mouths, especially since we are such a pro-gun state, whether if you're Democrat or Republican. So I'm not sure how he's going to overcome that one hurdle.
It's also interesting to see, you know, the Democrats always position themselves as the party of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Having billionaires as their standard
bearers,
it's an interesting balance. Uh-huh. You know, I'm going to spend, you know, a couple of billion dollars trying to be president. You know, and of course, Mike Bloomberg spent a ton of money and convinced the New York City Council to allow him to run a third term as New York mayor.
Uh-huh.
So there's no limit to what he's prepared to do,
right,
to gain his goals.
Well, I mean, if his own people are willing to bend over and make adjustments in the rules, I mean, he must be a very persuasive individual, or else maybe he's got some deals with lobbyists, too, that I'm not aware of. I don't know what the answer is, but we definitely cannot take it for granted, cannot be complacent, can't just expect that President Trump is going to have an easy walk by any means. I still believe that President Trump will be reelected. In the end, no matter what happens with all of this impeachment situation, and no matter who comes out as the Democratic nominee, I truly believe President Trump will still be reelected. However, even before he was elected, you still had the Democrats and a majority of the mass media coming after him religiously. And I think that's still going to continue. Republicans have a really difficult time, I think, this upcoming election, even with House and Senate seats. So we definitely have to pull up our bootstraps and probably work harder than we ever have before.
Do you think the Senate's in danger?
I think we need to act like it's in danger.
Well, I think that's 100%. Always the way that you need to run.
Yeah.
You should always run as if you're 10 points behind.
Absolutely, but that's what Hillary Clinton did not do, and that's why I think one of the reasons why she failed in her president bid. She became cocky, complacent, thought she had it in the bag, and I think a number of Democrats did too. So that's why you saw maybe some of the numbers that you did in the last go around with the caucus attendees, as opposed to maybe now more Democrats are fired up because they realized, we can't do that again. We really made a mistake and took it for granted.
All right, let's take a break. More with Amy when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian, the former Republican State Party chair. So Pete Buttigieg, what ends up with him after this election is over? Because I don't think he's going to end up being the Democratic nominee, but you know, he certainly established himself as a personable person.
Sure.
And a lot of people like him.
Yes, he's done a very good job introducing himself. I agree with you. I don't think he's going to end up as the nominee, but he has impressed a number of Democrats. I do believe if a Democrat is to win in the upcoming election and beat President Trump, it probably would be wise to put him in a cabinet position of some degree, because he is so likable on the left, and he is so diverse and fits many of the criteria, you know, for the check boxes, to check multiple boxes, I guess, of what they find to be good on the left. Very well-spoken individual, and has a good temperament.
Elizabeth Warren, it seems like that's getting a little shaky here.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Elizabeth
because
Warren. I think she's been caught in too many mistruths and too many embellishments. And that's something that I don't think we need any more of in Washington, whether if you're on the left or on the right. And I find her to be disingenuous. Pete Buttigieg, I don't put in that same category.
All right, let's turn our attention to the state of Nevada and Congressional Districts 3 and 4. Where do you think those are going?
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble. Well, with the way that voter registration numbers are looking in Clark County especially, because that's really, you know, that's where the majority of the voters are. You have the majority of four in the rural areas that are red, but you've got just a few state senate districts in four that are strong enough and dense enough to overtake that red portion. So I do know every single Republican candidate that's running, a lot of very smart, hardworking individuals. I'm very impressed with Lisa Song Sutton, but if she can overtake Stephen Horsford, you know, more power to her.
A lot of money there.
Yeah, I don't know if she can pull it off in the end just because of the voter registration numbers.
And Susie Lee, obviously raising a ton of money.
Yes.
And has the ability, if needed, to raise even more or give the money to herself.
Right. And you have Dan Schwartz in that race, his former state treasurer. He's put in a ton of his own money, which I don't know, you know, if that really says too much about the voters entrusting him, you know, since it's not their pocketbook that's being used per se.
Dan is a very nice man. I've enjoyed him on this program many times.
And he's very sharp.
But he is probably sharper than most people can give credit for. But I think there's a lot to attack him on.
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to rehash any of
right,
them.
Of course.
But, I mean, once again, I've been in this for a long time, and my husband's been attacked for things that were incorrect and false. So, I mean, you can pretty much come up with almost anything nowadays that's ridiculous and get away with it. Then you also have Dan Rodimer, who's also running. He's the ex, you know, wrestler and a very personable individual. But I don't know if he has what it takes as far as knowing the issues as strongly yet. And from what I've heard, he's also recently rearranged some of his campaign staff. So that's a little concerning as well. I mean, it happens, but you've got a number of the Republicans split between these two. So I don't know if there's enough Republicans united to be able to take on Susie Lee. And Susie Lee, she's done a pretty good job at not making waves for herself. I mean, she is in favor of the impeachment, which I know has angered some people. But as far as taking a number of votes in other areas, she's remained pretty safe. That's
all
smart.
Right. So we're out of time for me to ask the big question, which is, who's in charge of the Republican Party in the state of Nevada? That for our next show.
President Trump.
Well, that's a great answer, and one that took the right amount of time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.